Hey, this is Florence Carmella and James Patrick of the Forum Celebrity Podcast, and we are back to talk true crime in the Sean Diddy Combs investigation, and we have some updates for you.
Let's get right into it. I saw a couple interviews today with Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mom, and does anybody else get some crazy vibes from her? She's very positive about Diddy and Jay-Z, and they're just trying to bring them down, blah, blah, blah. And also, I believe it was yesterday, Diddy put a post on Instagram and she actually liked it. And then about an hour later, she took it down. So it's just strange how supportive she is. There's a lot of rumors. Jaguar Wright came out with more accusations to saying literally that this all started when Beyonce was given up by her and her father to the industry and to Jay-Z. It's very strange. If that happened, Tina Knowles is very powerful. She's got gobs of money, and this lady loves her lifestyle. So that to me is really interesting. Jay-Z keeps insinuating. Now they're saying, well, I met Beyonce when she was 19. We started dating when she was 19, not even 18. But in a Charlie Rose interview in 1997 that I watched, he said that literally he met her when she was 15 or 16. Now, Beyonce says she has different dates, but 17, 18, and 19 is when they met, but obviously those are wrong.
She was in Destiny's Child, and she definitely was, I think, at least 16.
Yeah, so there's rumors 15 or 16. He said it on Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose, for those of you that don't know, is a very serious interviewer. We got that for you, so we're going to put that on this page. The other one that we wanted to talk about, obviously, is I've been doing a lot of research on Kathy White, who was the girlfriend of Jay-Z. She passed away of a brain aneurysm.
Pregnant.
She was pregnant. Supposedly, she was pregnant of his kid at the same time that Beyonce was pregnant.
With Blue.
Supposedly was worried about him, knew that he was violent. And boy, that whole thing, Florence, I just get such creepy vibes about this because it reminds me a lot of Diddy.
Yes. And with everything going on now in the Diddy investigation, I would say that definitely, not saying 100% because obviously we don't know, but I would say that there's many more skeletons in the closet.
Remember, there was another mistress, alleged Rachel Roy. There was also that rapper Liv that got into kind of a battle rap with Beyonce and
Mrs.
all that
Carter.
Stuff.
Yeah, Mrs. Carter.
Yep. So, and then she put out music that she's not, they didn't have a relationship. She never slept with them.
She could have.
Yeah.
But
so,
she said no.
So there's just so many drama, but it's obvious that Jay-Z and Diddy have a huge pattern of being with young girls. And we're not talking, you know, little 18, 19 year olds. We're talking young girls. And again, the Kathy White aneurysm thing, that was so strange. And what's happening, and a lot of people are saying it, and I'm finding out, I thought I was going crazy. I'm looking for documents. I'm looking for podcasts. I'm looking for interviews. And has anyone else noticed that some of them are starting to not be found? I mean, it's obvious he's hired people to scrub the internet as much as he can to get rid of stuff. Now, another thing we talked about earlier was Kim Porter, who was the ex of P. Diddy. And she obviously passed away of pneumonia. She was in her, I think, 47 or 48. The first doctor to do her autopsy, coroner, was Ed Winter. And he passed away. Now, a lot of people were trying to say he was murdered. He was killed. The guy was 72 years old. So a lot of doctors will be retired by then. But it's so him dying of natural causes is not out of the realm of possibility. But definitely it is kind of a coincidence that he would die. I'll be sure a lot of his posts are now missing on Instagram. And he had actually warned Kim Porter to go to the FBI. And that because she said that someone was actually bothering her. She said she was scared of him. I'll be sure has not talked about it, but when he posted this stuff originally, he got sick and he almost died in the hospital. And he's kind of saying, did he have something to do with it?
And like Jaguar Wright has been saying, a lot of people around Diddy either end up dying or they come very, very close. And if you look at the people he's worked with, Andre Harrell and, again, Kim Porter and a lot of the people around him either become extremely sick or they end up passing away. And a lot of these people are young. I mean, 40s and 50s is still considered young. I mean, you still, you know, have your whole life ahead of you. It's interesting. Let's just say, I mean, allegedly, no, I mean, nobody knows if he had anything to do with them, but it is interesting when Jaguar Wright comes out with these stories, because you wonder, she's never been sued and nobody's saying otherwise. So Kim Porter was also writing a book and apparently going to spill the beans. So that also makes it, you know, a little more sad that she ended up that way.
Yes. And remember also that Jaguar Wright, who has been correct in a lot of the things that she says, a lot of people say, oh, these people are just bitter and all that. If they were wrong, do you not think that they would be sued by celebrities? They would sue. Now, another thing, very disturbing videos that I've looked at. One was of Justin Bieber. He was seeing Diddy, and Diddy kept touching his chest and saying, it almost sounded like he said, are you wearing a wire? Mm-hmm. And it was very strange and very weird. Diddy is creepy. I mean, I don't get it. I know he's super rich, but he just has that creepy vibe. And he was touching him and doing his chest. Then it's like, I love you. And I don't know. I'll tell my friends I love them or something. Love you, bro. Or take it easy, bro. Love you, man. Something like that. But it was almost like their boyfriend and girlfriend. It was very strange. Is Chris Brown's interview. And you want to talk about a guy that is just, he's been troubled. He's had violence in his history. The Rihanna situation. He's done a lot of crazy things. But he talked about the parties. And we're going to have all these links of these videos so you could check them out in our description. But he said literally what happens is they drug you. They do things. They have it on camera. Some have said they even show you what they have. And they said, if you don't do what we want or you don't belong to our show, then in our little group, then you're going to get exposed and you're going to be ruined, and it would ruin them. So here's these big bad rappers, and look at the lifestyle they're living, and it's crazy. But Chris Cross was another one. They were found, I think they said they were playing video games. And they, I forget, Jermaine Dupri or someone walked up to him and said, you could be a rap star. And they're like, okay. So they went and did it. They wore their clothes backwards. They drove backwards. I mean, everything in there. But they had some great songs. I love Warm It Up. That was my favorite song. Jump, obviously, was a big song. And they were very good. And obviously, one passed away and drug overdose. And a lot of people feel that it was the kind of the system and the club that they had to get in, and the things they had to do really ruined them and hurt them very bad. But Chris Brown, boy, there's another guy, just a real troubled guy, very talented. But you got to look, Florence, that almost every person that has made it big, and Cat Williams said this, I've watched the Shay Shay interview about 10 times, and I feel Cat is now my best friend. We know each other, but Cat said it. He goes, man, you have to now question, if I didn't get a role and they did, or if I got a role, imagine what they had to do to get a better role.
Yeah. No, again, I've watched it too. I've watched him. And I think that, I mean, he's been saying this for years. It was even in his stand-up that he had gone to a party and gone into, you know, the wrong room. Maybe he was looking for the bathroom or something. And all of a sudden he sees two dudes and he's like, wait a minute. Unfortunately, yes, I do believe what he said is true. If you're going to make it really big in Hollywood and you're going to be a household name, not only are they going to use these videos against you after they have you do these things, whether you're unconscious or not, but sadly, a lot of people now are coming out. Some of his accusers are saying that they weren't even at these parties for those reasons. They weren't sex workers. They weren't paid, because a lot of people know those videos exist. So they're definitely worried.
Now, so what you're saying is the sex workers now say there weren't sex workers and they didn't get paid. Boy, does that sound fishy.
Yes. Young Miami is one of them. One of Diddy's exes is saying, I wasn't there as a sex worker. I wasn't getting paid for anything. And 50 Cent's baby mama, his former girlfriend, also said, because she was accused as well, she was in the court documents, and she said, I'm not a sex worker. I wasn't paid. And they're starting to come out now and say, this isn't true. Her name is Daphne Joy. So I don't know. You don't know what to think, because if this stuff is on video, who knows?
Now, I think also let's remember, people were saying, well, why do certain people get all these jobs? And look at Will Smith. He was the king of Hollywood for a while. And before they were exposed, him and Jada Pinkett, I saw all these magazines. They're the quintessential Hollywood couple. And now we find out it's just an absolute sham. And remember, Sherry Fletcher, it's spelt. She was the ex-wife of Will Smith. And she said that she had caught Benny Medina, the record exec, with Will Smith, and they were doing, you know, whatever. And also, there was big time rumors that Will Smith and P. Diddy were kind of linked in a couples. Now, some people have told me, I've gotten some nasty, oh, this is Illuminati and all that garbage. It doesn't exist. Okay. I had a respiratory office, a sleep lab in Marin, and we have the Bohemian Grove. The Bohemian Grove is done every year. It's supposedly where all the elites of the world meet. And boy, I went there one time because I thought it was junk. It ain't. They have cameras everywhere. You go in there. The History Channel did a show on it. The hosts were arrested when they tried to get in. And it is crazy. And so I'm not a conspiracy theorist. No, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the eclipse was not sent by God to hurt us. I'm not into all that stuff, but I do know that there are secret societies and there's secret. Remember the Bilderberg Group? I always bring them up. For decades, they said they didn't exist, and now they finally they realize it's been done for. They meet for years, so. This is the kind of situation. Some have said, "Why is this such a big deal?" It's a big deal. I just saw a video of LeBron James saying, he even calls himself the king. LeBron James saying, when you go to a P. Diddy party, he was doing a P. Diddy party, woohoo, you know. And so we're talking about, you don't think T.D. Jakes, who's making millions a year, the pastor, who's as fake as they get, it looks like, politicians, business people, look at Epstein, and look at, what's so funny and makes me sick is that these guys get away with it for decades. No one says a word because they're too powerful. And then when it comes out, we have rappers I've never even heard of come out and say that this happened to them. When this breaks, it's going to be huge. There's rappers online that will share that have said, hey man, we were invited to parties and we went, we left. Because it was just too weird. Diddy's obsession and Jay-Z's obsession with young girls, there's even rumors that there's stuff with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Alleged, all of this is alleged. But boy, this is going to wreck some careers. And all I say, young people especially, I see the worship on TikTok of influencers and this influencer culture. If you got great parents, love your mom and dad. Do what they say. If you, even as an older person, stay close to your family. Don't get obsessed. I love my celebrities too. We have very good friends that are celebrities and we just keep everything kind of in the down low because they're just regular people to us. We love them to them. Literally, some are, and it ruins lives and it takes lives. Kim Porter, now I'm in the respiratory field and I know how much pneumonia kills, but boy, I'm telling you, it's weird that someone that young that she went out and partied. She actually went out. And P. Diddy said, I knew she was sick. I knew, but she seemed to be doing good, blah, blah, blah. And then she's dead. So there are a lot of questions. We're going to try to dig deeper. We're trying to find the autopsies of Kim Porter and Kathy White. And it is harder than heck. when news services say they're having problems getting information, boy, Florence, that makes you wonder. And some of the bigger podcasters, the huge ones, they've even said they've gotten a few kind of scary calls, mm-hmm. that asking them they need to
back off,
chill out. And boy, we're lucky we're just little podcasters. But
thank God.
But like I said, we do appreciate you guys. Gosh, what do you think of all this? I'll let you have the last word.
Well, I do know that right now, everybody is waiting to see something happen to Diddy. I know his son, Christian King Combs, also has now a lawsuit against him, which Diddy is also involved in that as well. And apparently there's audio now of this woman telling him no, telling him to stop. And he proceeded to do whatever he did. It's all alleged, but apparently there's some proof. I watch Nancy Grace. I'm a huge Nancy Grace fan, and she was covering it. She was talking about it. So everybody's on the edge of their seat. Everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen.
A lot of people have literally said, do we think Diddy is a part of the feds? And it's happened a lot in history, in New York, in Chicago, in LA, where they have actually been a part of the feds, and they've given up things, and they've given up information, given up people to actually save their own skin. I'm not saying, but boy, I think this is so big. I think at the city level, even maybe at the state level, you can kind of get away with that. But when it's the feds, they go after everything, and it's hard to buy them off. And if you get caught, you're in big trouble. I've read a lot of stories about people thinking that everybody's just assuming it, but boy, it's hard for me at this. Like Suge Knight said, he said that he thought he was the feds too, but he said also, I've paid off. I bought off DAs. I bought off judges. I bought off police people. It's not as hard as people think. So that makes you wonder, but do I think he's going to be arrested. To me, I think within this month, something's going to happen. So, boy, we're going to keep abreast of this. It's hard to keep up with all the names and all the people. They sleep around so much. It's hard to keep track of every name and what person or what baby did what. It's crazy. But Florence, we'll be on it.
Yes, we will. So thank you so much. Thank you for all the support. You guys have really been wonderful, and we know that you like the true crime coverage, especially this particular story, so we're definitely here to bring you more updates.
And please like and subscribe. Yes. Our numbers are going up, and we're just really excited. Some of our shorts and podcasts have really done well. Some of you have asked about the Alec Baldwin situation. There's not much going on right now, but Alec Baldwin will definitely be on it. That's still our biggest podcast that we did. Yeah. But take care, everyone. We hope you have a great week, and you and your family stay safe.
Thank you.